Chicken's dry.
What?
Nothing.
No. What did you say?
Chicken's dry. You can hardly swallow it. You want it to be a bit moist.
Ugh, don't say that word.
What word?
Oh.
Moist. What, you've never watched Mickey and Minnie Moist growing up? Get out of your fucking mind?
Ronald Moist Donald?
Seen my buddy Ben's on Moisture Chef's Candidates?
No, but I'm all caught up on how to moist a murder. Fuck, those Avery's really put their foots in it now, eh?
My favorite show is America's Moist Wanted.
You gotta respect athleticisms. Connor Moist Gregor, Connor Moist David, Floyd Moist Weather. Why, they're all at the top of their classes.
They're all driving Moisturatis, that's all I know.
Maybe even a Rolls Moist, or maybe even a Moistadies Benz.
No Moistubishi Eclipses in this bunch.
They're not using Capital One Moisture cards. Nope, they got MX Black, likely.
Moist money, moist problems. Your bum's gone, bud.
From Buffalo, New York, we'll get to those grain silos eventually. It's the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast.
Welcome to the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast, where we talk about the ups, the downs, the lefts, the rights.
Why? Why wasn't that all recorded?
Of the Buffalo music scene.
Oh, no.
My name is Kevin Kaufman. Ryan, it's been a week. When are you going to stop crying, man?
And in today's episode, we recap the Western New York Music Awards, which were not completely recorded. Which on the Is This a Surprise scale of 1 to 10 registers as a -4. The good news is that we're going to recap all of the winners of the awards, and we're going to play some of their music. So we weren't planning on doing an episode like this, but since the awards weren't fully recorded, we thought we'd pay our respects to this year's winners, and yeah, we want to give you everything. So
imagine if the Oscars, the broadcast just didn't go through, and then they had an Oscars wrap-up show. This would be that show.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, we did this before, and it didn't work out. So as I like to remind people every so often, thanks, everybody, for listening. I appreciate you listening. Like, second we started this, I was always amazed at the number of listeners we had per episode. So for me, that puts pressure on me to give my best.
Yeah.
So, I'm all about that, and I'm not about half-assing anything. So if some of the other people want to half-ass their stuff and be lazy and then brag about it like they're a 12-year-old, I mean, I guess that's up to them. I've never thought the phrase try-hard was an insult like a lot of people did back in high school. It's like, you're a try-hard. It's like, fucking yeah, I am. So we are the tryhards of podcasts. So we'll always do that, and that's kind of a part of why we're re-recording this. And hi, Kevin Kaufman.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. You know, I'm a listener of this podcast, and
see?
Also been trying to get on. And I, you know, always bugging you, can I get on? And you're like, I would love to. It's hard to do this work because I don't have enough help. And
exactly.
So then I said, hey, I'll help.
And then you instantly got on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe a lesson to be learned for some listeners out here. Huh.
So I can vouch for the hard work that you're putting in. Yeah.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
It's real.
So we're just going to get... So, like, we're not going to have our upcoming shows and our past shows and all that stuff. That will be ready for everyone next week, which would probably be coming out, like, February 15th-ish. This is supposed to be the February 1st episode that we're recording on February 3rd, which means it's not going to get released until... Oh, boy. You know, we'll get stuff to you eventually.
Let's start with the new. We had a whole year where we didn't even know who they were, and now we do.
Yes.
Best new band, we have Christina Stock, Eleni and the Uprising, Pharaoh, In the Shadows of Giants, Michael Delano, Muddle, Sean and B, and The Weather Might Say Otherwise.
Yes. My vote was, I voted for my band because I'm in my band. But
yeah. If you don't believe in yourself enough to vote for yourself, come on, what are you doing?
But if my band wasn't involved and I was being an objective third party, I'd vote for Muddle. if we've played them a few times and we've talked about them, and they sound great, and every show I've seen them at, they pick up new fans. So it's a good time. It's a ton of energy. She's got a roar to her. And I think what they're doing for being like 18 to 19, and that they're, you know, I don't think anything that they're doing is necessarily new, but right now they're really the only ones kind of doing it the way they're doing it.
Yeah.
Like, and so I think there's definitely something to be said for that.
How would you describe what Muddle does?
Muddle is like Hole meets the Misfits.
Okay.
It's a lot of three chord punk. There's a little bit of leads and stuff in there.
Female singer.
And she just has a roar to her. Like, okay. She can kind of sing and gets quiet, but then as you hear her getting louder and louder, it's just like a fucking volcano erupting.
Yeah, she's hidden something deeper.
Oh yeah.
From within.
So yeah, no, I'm excited to see what they do past this year. So who's your vote for?
You know what? I really like Christina Stock. I'm a little biased because I do work with her. We co-host. Can I get my plug in while I'm doing this?
Yeah, you can get your plug in.
Oh,
I like
my
it.
God, beautiful.
Look at that.
All right, plug it in. Christina Stock and I host an open mic. It's monthly at Hot Mama's Canteen. It's called All Arts. And when we say all arts, we're talking about if, you know, whatever instrument you play, if you do spoken word, if you like painting or just like, or you're just an amateur, you want to come in and just color something or write some lyrics, you can come in and do that, all range of professional levels. But the idea is just to create a little community for weird people who make art to make to make art with other weird people who make art.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's every third Sunday at Hot Mama's Canteen from 8 to 11 p.m. We usually have, you know, a drummer, a guitar. There's a big piano there that people can play. We've gotten really lucky with...
That's a nice piano.
...talented piano players, yeah. So we're on Facebook, Instagram at All Arts Collective. So if you message one of those, we'll hear you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so our winner for Best New Artist / Band / Performer is... Wait, where's the drawing? It's Michael Delano. Congratulations, Michael. Michael, in addition to winning... Yes, in addition to winning Best New Artist, Michael also won Best Other Artist, which kind of is just a category for all the kind of the smaller... genres that we didn't have a lot of representation in last year, so we kind of just moved them into one. So congratulations, Michael. If you haven't seen Michael, he is a fantastic blues guitarist and vocalist. I know he just got back from Memphis.
Yeah, and he's 17 years old.
17 years old, and you were saying earlier he's about his work ethic.
It's insane. When I was 17, I worked at a pizzeria for 3 weeks, and I was like, this is lame, and I quit. And that was my work ethic. And he is going out and playing blues shows, like in blues clubs with, like, professional blues bands all the time. Just
absolutely,
sitting in,
yeah.
People are playing with him, and I'm like, he's 17.
It's
really amazing.
So good work, Michael. You deserve all your success, and we are certainly all rooting for you in the future. So we are going to take a quick break, and we are going to play Glory by Michael Delano here on the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwny.com.
Outside the Shell gas station where I live, begging for money that I know I shouldn't have, and I'm lonely.
Lonely
to the point where all my feelings are gone. fuck I did wrong. And I've traveled all around the world, waiting for my day to come, but I don't think it'll ever come. And I gave you this, my heart of gold, never thought you would turn it to stone. Turn on the lights, 'cause mom, I'm scared, and I don't know when, and I don't know where. Turn on the lights, 'cause mom, I'm scared, and I don't know when, and I don't know where. No, no, no. Loneliness is a solitary, arbitrary friend. And I'll play my tune,
my tune,
just like I always did. Because I know
we are back here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast. That was Glory by Michael Delano, winner of Best Other Artist and Best New Artist, here for your recap of the All WNY Music Awards. So next up, let's talk about Best Live Band.
All right.
Kevin, give us the nominees, please.
For Best Live Band, we have Aqueous, Curtis Lavelle, Danimal Cannon, Dreadnecks, Just One More, Mom Said No, Over and Out, The Scarecrow Show, Woody Tarbox, and Wyatt Coyne.
I think for that list, I think I literally probably voted for at least three of those bands. I think maybe every time I voted,
yeah,
it kind of changed up a little on me, because the Scarecrow Show are the most energetic live band in Buffalo. So I absolutely love them. But then what Curtis Lavelle does live with looping is just incredible. And then I think Danimal Cannon's the same way too. If you've never seen him live, he does
looping as well.
You're not familiar with the Danimal.
No.
Danimal has studied the 8-bit Nintendo chip his entire life.
Oh, beautiful.
He has programmed two Game Boys as synthesizers, and then he shreds over it like Joe Satriani style.
Okay. All right.
It is a completely unique live show to the area, and I'm amazed more people, like, he gets a good crowd when he plays, but I'm just amazed that more people don't come out to see him.
Yeah.
And his music's been featured in over like 50 video games.
Oh my God.
So he's all over the place. So yeah, this one was tough. How, what do you think?
Well, I have seen Woody Tarbox a number of times, and they really are a a consistent live band. There's a reason that they've had, you know, a big year.
Sure.
They're fun. And then The Mom Said No, you know, I saw them at Music is Art Festival. They played on the main stage, like, right at, like, 10 p.m.
I have heard so many people tell me about that particular performance. I still haven't seen them.
Yeah, it's crazy. It was just such a big crowd. I've never seen such a big crowd for a local band from Buffalo, like, just playing a Music is Art.
Wow.
It really was. And the thing is they had the moves. They, you know, they are a really polished, you know, performers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they really put on a show. They are just a ton of fun, so it's definitely worth seeing if you like big poppy rock music. You know what I mean? You know, it's crowd pleasing, but I like to be pleased.
Yeah, nothing wrong with pleasing the crowd.
Not at all.
All right, well, our winner is. It is Mom Said No.
Okay.
Congratulations, Mom Said No. I think they might have won this one last year. They won something last year.
Okay.
So, awesome for you guys. In addition to that, they are also the winner of the Best Punk / Pop Punk category. Why don't you read us the nominees from that?
Okay. All right. It's Ghost Pool, Wyatt Coyne, Just One More, On the Cinder, Mom Said No, Muddle, Hyperview, Johnny Revolting, The Irving Clause, Eleni, and The Uprising.
That is a good list.
Yeah.
All right, so to honor our winners, Mom Said No, we are going to play Run Again here on the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwny.com.
I'm I fight this all alone, on my own, on my own.
And we're back here on the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast. That was Run Again by Mom Said No. So next we are going to talk about Best Rock Band.
There we go. All right.
Yes.
Nominees are Aqueous, Danimal Cannon, Exum Priority.
Exum Priory.
All right. So the other nominees are Grosh of Night and Light, Burkhart's, First Ward, Scarecrow Show, Woody Tarbox, Scathed.
Who's your best rock band?
You know, this is a tough one. I do like Witty. I mean, when I think of rock band, I do think of Grosh. Like, they're just really talented.
Yeah, hell yes.
Hard rock.
I haven't had a chance to see them yet. They're another act I'm really excited about seeing.
Yeah.
I've heard they're super talented. I thought they were going to be at Tudor. Was it last weekend, I think? They were doing, because they played a bunch of shows there, like, every week. And but I guess.
Oh yes, yeah.
But I missed out. I missed the last one.
Okay.
But yeah, they're both great. I mean, if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you'll know the Scarecrow Show is my vote. Those guys, they kick some ass.
Yeah, I didn't know them. I came here to the award show, and that's when I met them. And they're great. They're great people. I was very...
Oh, you need to see them live, like,
yeah.
Immediately.
I can't imagine that they'd be so much more... Because they're a loud, fast band, right?
Yeah, yeah. They have... Like, if I wasn't disabled at all, if, like, I was, like, in complete health, I like to think that Ben Jukinevich is on stage, look, is exactly what I have.
Wow. Because when I met them here, they were just... Rush nerds.
They're absolutely Rush nerds.
So that's kind of cool, you know. Here they're just these Rush nerds, and then I went on their Instagram. I was like, oh my god, these guys are intense.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not what I expected.
Yeah, I compare them to Guns N' Roses and the Misfits, and then there's just all sorts of crazy videos of Ben playing bass that you can find on people's shoulders with people holding him up. We're actually we do some four-handed bass at my birthday party. There's a video of that online.
Okay,
I'll have to post that on the Struggles Real page if I can find that.
How many hands do you normally have on a bass?
Two.
Okay,
but we had four.
That's good to know.
Yeah, I mean, I can do one.
So is you and Ben sharing a bass?
Yes, exactly. Okay. He was playing and decided that I needed to be involved, so,
So you each put in two hands.
Yeah.
I did the math there.
Yeah, I mean, if we want to get four people to each put in one hand, we can do that too.
You know what I mean? Let's get interesting.
All right, anyway, our winner is... It's the Scarecrow Show.
Yay.
Congratulations, Scarecrow Show. So why don't we also, in addition to Best Rock Band, Ben and John Jukinevich took Best Bassist and Best Drummer. So why don't we talk about some of the people from those. So who are our nominees for Best Bassist?
Nominees for Best Bassist. Not Ryan Gurnett, sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry to say that.
Ben Jukinevich.
Jukinevich, exactly what I said. He won, but the other nominees were Cameron Thiebault.
Thiebault.
Okay. Eric Stachowicz.
Stakevich.
You should be.
You're three for
three.
I'll do these.
I striked out.
Bass players and their names. It's Ben Jukanevich from The Scarecrow Show, Cameron Thiebolt, Eric Stakevich of Type Relevant, Logan Drost from This, Matthew Rule from Insoluble, Peter Santi from Cardboard Homestead, Tom Varco, who plays with Tortoise Forest and Sarah Elizabeth, Joey Verdoncelli from Handsome Jack, Augustin Brand of Ish Kabibble, and Cody Tarbox of Woody Tarbox. Do you have a personal favorite bass player on the list?
You know, I've seen Tom Varco many times, and he's also a genuinely nice guy. I see him around. We work in the same building. So I guess I'm a little biased that way.
Sure. I think...
But he's a great bassist. He can do... They do some technical stuff that I'm like, I have no idea how you decided to come up with this and then actually came through on it.
I think I need to make, like, a top five list of bands that I haven't seen live that I must see, because Tortoise Forest would be right near the top. Them and Grosh, which sucks because they both play Tudor Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
I should have went when I had the chance.
Yeah.
I thought I had more chances. This is a life lesson. So, I actually voted for Eric Stakevich myself. If you have ever seen Type Relevant, which he is the former bassist of now, he also played in Chester Copperpot. I always tell him he has this like blue light ring that's like built into his expression pedal, and he can play the bass by waving it. Whoa. See, I'm trying to.
Eric got so excited.
I'm trying to animate like Eric does, but I just start smacking shit. I always tell him, I'm like, I don't know if what you're doing looks hard, but it is just so entertaining to watch.
Yeah, it looks like he's doing something special.
Yeah.
Something that it's not the normal way to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but, yeah.
That has value.
Absolutely.
Me, for sure.
But Ben is a great technical player and on stage presence. He has in spades as well.
Yeah.
So, and then let's go on to best drummer. We have John Jukanevich, who won, we mentioned before, of Scarecrow Show and Dreadnecks. And then we also had Colin Gray from Woody Tarbox, Ethan Childs from Muddle, Josh English from Grosh, Patrick Holland from Over and Out, Tyler Rizurnerk from On the Center, Will Tatuska of Speed Dial, Alec Westover of Ghost Pool and Carpool, Steve Kerfine of Poindexter, and Rob Helms from At the Helm. Who's your favorite drummer?
Well, my favorite drummer is Dean Davis, so, you know.
Oh, he's not even on there.
I think it's disrespectful.
Mm. Well, maybe you should have nominated him.
Oh, yeah, I guess I did have that power.
Yeah.
You know what? He's just not really like a nominating kind of guy.
I could tell
just from the look he gave me. He said, "You know what? You don't need to nominate me. I'd rather not." He didn't. Yeah. But yeah, I'm still bringing him up on the podcast, I'm giving him tons of attention.
We get that.
I do like Colin from Woody Tarbox. He's a great drummer. He puts up a lot of videos just on his Facebook of stuff he's working on. Like, he's a guy who really cares about his craft.
Sure.
I really enjoy why he's a big part of why Woody Tarbox is so good. He can kind of just change beats, throw things in there. You know, their album...
Isn't he the one that just left the band?
Did he actually leave?
I thought I heard one of the members left.
Oh, boy.
I think it might have been the drummer.
Interesting.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I hope not, because he's a great drummer. I'd be surprised, but...
I thought someone did, but now I don't know who it is, and now I feel irresponsible.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what I mean? We all have to be educated on how to decipher these things, right?
Yes,
fake news,
absolutely.
And we have to be ready to say, okay, he didn't say anything confirming, so I cannot run off with this.
Absolutely, yes.
The struggle is real, and so are the rumors.
Some of my standouts from the list, I think Ethan Childs from Muddle's really cool. He reminds me of Dave Grohl, and since... I did compare his band to Hole Meets the Misfits. You know, that whole grunge feel to what he's doing is really cool. John Jukanevich is a fantastic drummer. I really like Patrick from Over and Out. He does a lot of cool stuff. Alec Westover from Ghost Pool was my vote last year. He's still doing great stuff.
Okay.
I believe my vote was actually Steve Kerfine from Poindexter.
What does Poindexter do?
Poindexter is a punk band. It's kind of Bad Religion meets Green Day, if I had to describe them.
Okay.
And Steve is just, he has a great snare sound, the way he plays. He's extremely fast. He's very precise. He's just one of those guys who's always thinking and always working to improve, and I think it shows in what he does. And I've been impressed with him every time I've seen him over like the last like 10 years. So I think he's fantastic. So, but yeah, congratulations, John. You deserved it.
There you go.
So, we will take a break, and we are going to play The Witch by The Scarecrow Show, which was also one of the nominees for Best Song of the Year. So, we will do that, and we will be right back with you here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwny.com. And we are back here on the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast. That was The Witch by The Scarecrow Show, winners of Best Rock Band, Best Drummer, and Best Bass Player. Congratulations again, gentlemen. So, next we're going to do some venue and such awards. So, we're going to talk about Best Venue, Best Door Person, and Best Sound Person. Why don't you read off the Best Door Person nominees, and we can talk about those people who help keep the riffraff out of our venues.
Okay, here we go. Best Door Person. Cameron Chase. This is the name I just screwed
Thiebold.
Up before.
Thiebold. I think it's Thiebold. We'll have to ask him.
Cameron Chase Thiebold from Stamps. We have Derek Hamilton from Nietzsche's. We have Greg Burt from FTMP Events. Mike Sentman from Milky's. And Ryan Craig over at Tudor Lounge.
All right. And our winner is... It's Derek Hamilton from Nietzsche's.
Congrats.
Congrats, Derek. I do stuff over there for infringement, and, you know, I'm right around the corner, so I get to see Derek kind of often, and he's always been a super easy guy to work with. And I've honestly, now that I think about it, never had a single issue with ever doing anything there with him. So, and, you know, everyone knows him, and he makes that. I love when we put the Scrap Iron Army. Have you ever seen that?
No.
For Infringement Festival, Derek makes these like amazing people out of scrap iron.
Okay.
And they're some of these are pretty like big apparatuses, and yeah, he did it for Infringement the last few years. It's called the Scrap Iron Army.
Was he just doing this on his own beforehand, and you said, hey, why don't you do this, or how did that come together?
You know what? I want to have him on the podcast now and ask him, because I'm actually really curious about that.
That's something you got to dig deeper into. Oh my God.
No, we put him all over Broadway Market for the festival, which I thought was fun. We were going to do like a hunt where you had to find like all six of them and win a prize.
Okay.
Maybe next year. He also does some band stuff too. I don't know who he's playing with now, but yeah, fucking awesome, Derek. And the other people on that list, I love Mike Sentman over at Milky's. He is a jolly, wonderful figure, and I literally just can't say enough nice things about him.
He's probably the most memorable doorman I've ever met.
Ooh, let's see. When you meet Mike Sentman, you will not forget him.
No, you will not.
No, but just, you know, the way he, you know, there isn't a sound person at Milky's, so the way he kind of balances being able to help out with that stuff and hosting open mic and karaoke, he does a lot of work, and, you know, I've seen him deal with some shit over at that door at Milky's, and we appreciate his work.
Yeah.
So, do you have a favorite on that list?
I was just doing the math, and I think probably like 75% of the shows that I went to last year were at Nietzsche's. I just end up there all the time. I don't know what it is. I like the vibe there, and I've
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I do have friends play there a lot too, but it's a music venue I really like. So shout out to Derek and everybody who works at Nietzsche's. I don't know. I like going there. It's a cool vibe.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we talk about Best Sound Person next? You want to read off the nominees?
Okay. Best Sound Person, Chuck Rose from Stamps, Adrian D'Angelo from Three Heads Brewing, Ryan Bress from Town Ballroom.
Here, we're just going to pull this. The surprise winner is... Griffin Brady from Buffalo Ironworks.
Okay, all right.
So, I guess he got write-in votes? That's not possible, but, you know, I guess...
Oh.
Guess that, I mean, he's not on the nominee sheet, Scott. Anyway, I honestly looked at the list and didn't have a lot of experience with any of those sound guys to really have my own great opinion, but I do want to just mention Griffin Brady was also nominated for the Greg Rinker Memorial Service Award. He does so much awesome stuff with children and music education in the community. If you haven't gone to see what he's about, I wish I actually knew a little bit more about it, but I don't, because I'd love to talk about it more. Congratulations, Griffin. I've only been to Buffalo Ironworks a couple times, but I've never had a single issue with sound there. I think it always sounds really good.
No, yeah, I saw an Incubus cover band there, and they sounded perfect. Like, absolutely perfect.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, congratulations, Griffin. Let's talk about Best Venue, please.
Okay, here we go. Oh, man, these are some good ones. These are some heavy hitters here. makes you realize we have some great venues here.
Yeah,
to
like
be thankful for. Honestly.
There's some good ones that weren't even included. Like it's a good list.
All right, so we got Babeville, we got Ironworks, Evening Star, Mohawk Place, The Rec Room, Sportsman Tavern, The Bronze, Buffalo Niagara Hostel, Town Ballroom, and Tudor Lounge.
All right. I'm very happy to announce that the winner is... It's Mohawk Place. Congratulations, Mohawk Place. When we had the award show, they sent someone over to grab their award. So I like it that we have their support, and I think that's really cool.
Beautiful.
But yeah, it's a great venue. Like, it's a great place to go to a rock show. I've really only put on fundraisers there, but you know, if you want to sit, there's a comfortable place for it. If you want to be in front and dance, you can do that. The bar is long and great. The drink prices are good. The bathroom is improved from what it used to be.
Okay.
That's the nicest thing I can say.
Okay.
The Mohawk Place bathroom used to have urinals set up out of a corner. So if you wanted to pee and another guy wanted to pee, you'd touch butts. It was so fucking weird. I was so happy they got rid of that. Do you have any other favorites off that list?
Sure. Sportsman Tavern has, like, the best sound, like, some of the best sound I've heard for a show.
I've still never been there. Like,
okay, yeah.
I look at their schedule, their calendar, and it's like, eh.
A lot of jam bands.
A lot of cover stuff.
Yep, yeah. I saw Intrepid Travelers there, and it just sounded really well. I don't know. Oh, Mohawk. Mohawk is that venue. I got to play in a Clash tribute show there when I was like 19.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So I like the Mohawk too. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, it's a really good stage there too at Mohawk.
Yeah.
I think Ironworks is a really cool venue. I like that, like, you can sit off to the side and just get some food, and the food there is actually really good when I've had it. Or you can just be in the pit. You can sit at the bar. They've got, like, this little second floor area up the staircase, and then they have a smoking alley, I guess I'd call it, off to the side. I'm very familiar with it because when I've done interviews there for my podcast, so I just kind of hung out in the alley all night. But even that's, like, it's a nice, cool area where you can kind of get out of the sound a little bit if you need to without, you know, I know, like, Mohawk Place, if you're under 21, you can't leave and re-enter.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, like, you're not even doing it to smoke. Sometimes you just want some fresh air, especially if you're a musician.
Sure.
So the fact that this thing exists off the side here, that they can kind of work that a little better is great. Plus, you're not jamming up the front door, which is, if you've ever been to Mohawk Place, yeah. I mean, even Nietzsche's, too, with the way that the seating is out there. Those smokers, they'll jam up the door. So next up, we have Best Hardcore / Metal.
The nominees are Dreadnecks, Coffin Hook, Iron Soul, Nuclear Winter, Tina, Panic Noise, Counting Kings, Overlook, Anthropic, A Silent Ending, The Impurity.
Our winner is... It is Dreadnecks.
Okay.
Which is, I'm not going to lie, the only band I'm really familiar with on the list. I'm not a hardcore guy.
There's a Jukanevich in there, right?
Yes, there is. John also plays...
There we go.
...in both bands, The Scarecrow Show and them. You know what? They work their asses off, and they deserve it, and they're great musicians, so...
Yeah.
Right on. I was actually really surprised at... out of hardcore and metal, there weren't any band names that were hard to pronounce.
Yeah.
All these other categories seem to have these things, but not hardcore metal. You guys are slipping.
Huh.
All right.
You got to come up with some weird words.
Yeah, come on.
Some fake words, like...
Just misspell something, maybe.
Yeah.
Just, you know, throw a PH instead of an F, you know, whatever.
What they're going
for. Yeah, I mean, Jesus, don't you want to be one of those bands where you have to spell out your name for everyone, because otherwise they won't be able to find you anywhere online?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so we are going to play Circus Peanuts by the Dreadnecks. And then, oh my God, we are running so short on time. We'll do one more segment after that, and then we will wrap things up here on the Struggle Is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwny.com. That was...
Step right up! Hold on, come on, mash what's left with teeth that toss for interrupting their beastly lust.
That was Circus Peanuts by Dreadnecks here on the Struggle is Real Buffalo Music Podcast on allwny.com. Okay, so here's the deal. We are running out of time for this show because we did not plan ahead, because we didn't know this was happening, because we're used to things being recorded entirely.
Oops.
Not just partially. So, we're gonna do this real quick. Best Folk Acoustic Act. We have Astrobula, we have Over and Out, we have Grace Stumberg, we have P.A. Line, we have Rust Belt Brigade, Sydney Jean, Stress Dolls, Folk Faces, Nicotine Jones, Yellow Sauce. Who's your favorite?
Astrobula's cool.
I like Astrobula. Mine, Nicotine Jones. Love that guy. Our winner is... It's P.A. Line. Congratulations, P.A. Line. All right, on to the next category. I'm so sorry to all these people who just have me do a real short version of the category, but it was really, really random.
If you're out there, I just want to say hi.
Okay, next up, Best Hip Hop. We have Chucky Campbell in the Well, this is Best Hip Hop / R&B. We have Chucky Campbell in the Black Den, Curtis Lavelle, Hooked on Cassiophonics, Jali Cypher, Jay Aquarius, Kelly Valucci, My Rap Name is Alex, Sean and B, Sicko Sicone, and Type Relevant. Any favorites on the list for you?
Jay Aquarius, he played at the hostel and it was cool.
He's a good time. He puts on a fun show. I'd like to give some proper respect to Chucky Campbell and the Black Den, who are fantastic. Type Relevant, who are always a good time, and I love the stuff Curtis Lavelle does, looping with her voice. It is she's just one of those acts where you hear it and you're like, this is probably gonna go somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's great for her because she's worked really hard for it. And our winner is It's Jay Aquarius.
Hey.
Congratulations, Jay. Like we were saying before, he's just he's a super fun performer live. If you get a chance, go out and see him. I know he does these, I think he calls them Mix It Up. It's a once-a-month kind of concert thing he does at, I want to say, I know it's nicknamed Little Africa, but I don't know what the actual name is. Sure. I'd be curious if you could find anything about it. So, Jay is an awesome guy. I love dealing with him. Congratulations, Jay. Keep working hard. You're going to crush it. All right. Next up, most original. We have Astria Beaming, Chevron Bloom, Optic Oppression, Over and Out, The Finality Complex, This, Tortoise Forest, Witch, Witty Tarbox, and Wyatt Coyne.
The best live band?
Mm-hmm. Most original.
Most original? Oh, Tortoise Forest. 100%.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, they just do. They're on another planet.
I voted for Astria Beaming. She is a solo artist who sings and plays cello. She does some, Tori Amos covers and stuff, and she does some very unique covers of her own.
Seems cool.
And the winner is... by the way, Astria Beaming will be playing at Milky's on March 28th for a singer-songwriter showcase we're doing. And again, the winner is... It's Witty Tarbox. They took Most Original Band, Best Local Release, and Best Other Instrumentalist for their saxophone player, Seth.
Yeah. Witty's great, and I just want to say, go on a Spotify and look up Tortoise Forest.
I didn't know they had some stuff.
The album by Tortoise Forest. It came out last year, and It's really good and very weird and cool and chill all at the same time. So I just wanted to plug that.
Thank you. I didn't even know that existed.
And Witty Tarbox's album, Origins of Schmitty, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good one.
So just to go over the best album nominees, we had It's Fine, I'm Just Tired by Over and Out, Learning to Live in the Dark by The Eaves, The Scarecrow EP by The Scarecrow Show, Light in the Darkness by Iron Soul, Fear, Love, Anxiety, also by Over and Out, Grosh's Whether or Not You Know, Origins of Schmitty by Witty Tarbox, Skin on Fire by Soul Butchers, You Made Me Hurt by Johnny and the Madden Kids, and Lift Off by The Toy Box Brigade. We were talking earlier about The Eaves,
yes,
and Learning to Live in the Dark.
Yes.
And I'm like, I got a record player, and there's not a lot of local vinyl to be had, unfortunately. I am listening to that record almost like every day. Like, I just like getting work done and trying to like get the blood moving. It's great for that.
Yeah.
I almost wonder if Over and Out would have won if they didn't have competing albums in there.
Okay.
I'm sure they split the vote on that, but both those are great. I prefer the EP over the full length, but I mean, you can go either way on that.
Yeah.
I mean, all these albums are really excellent, so check them out if you have a chance. And then Best Other Instrumentalists, like we said, the winner was Seth from, who's a sax player from Guitar Box. The other nominees were Grant Emmy, I think that's how you say it, from Dreadnecks, who plays the washboard, Josiah Franco, who plays the banjo and the harmonica, in addition to the other things he does, Kathleen Ashwell, a.k.a. Astria Beaming, who plays the cello, Joe Mojo Mergler, who plays keyboards, with John Moore in Missing Star, Pam Swartz, who plays mandolin, amongst many other things, Paul Burt, who plays synth and bass trombone in Digital Afterlife, The Finality Complex, 716 Trombones, Buffalo Niagara Concert Band, The Rolling Stones, The Beatles, oh, I'm sorry, I got distracted. That list's long. Sally Schaefer of The Violinist from Over and Out. Sean Spicer doesn't list what he does or what band he's in on here.
Okay.
I apologize, Sean Spicer. I do know this is not the the previous White House press guy. It's not that Sean Spicer. No, no, no. There is a local Sean Spicer. I believe he is Sean L. Spicer.
Well, then we apologize to Sean Spicer for a number of reasons.
Yes, just yeah. Sean, if you want to come on the podcast and just clear these things up, we can talk about it. We'll do it together.
Yeah.
And then the final nominee is Trevor Jennings, who plays Cajon in Rust Belt Brigade. Any thoughts on those nominees?
There was a lot in there. Which was the best other instrumentalist?
I was Seth from Woody Tarbox, the sax player.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we're gonna keep running. This is it's not on that sheet. I'm just going to fling paper across the room until I can find best vocalist. The nominees were Eleni DeGeorge, Grant Emmy from Dreadnecks, Jen DeSantis, Maggie DeWitt of Muddle, Noah Westfall, a.k.a. Astrabula, Rob Stiggs from Over and Out, Shannon Vanderlyn, Sydney Flanagan, Eric Wolfling, and RJ DeMarco, and our winner is... It's Jen DeSantis. Congratulations, Jen DeSantis. Her album, Chromatic Heart, came out in December. Check it out. We are going to play a great song called Unrequited right now, but we don't have time. Next up, best guitarist. All right, the nominees are Dan Behrens from Danimal Cannon and Arm Cannon, Grace Logan from Grosh, Joe Lamoureux from Nuclear Winter, even though he definitely hasn't played in the last year, Josiah Franco from Cardboard Homestead, Nick Lucido from Exum Priory, Vincent Lima from Scarecrow Show, Zach Ward from First Ward, Mike Crishone of his own person, Alex Corey of Woody Tarbox, and Joe Sikorsky of Insoluble, and the winner is... It is Grace Logan from Grosh. Congratulations, Grace. And then we're going to go to Best Song. And Best Local Song, we have Tyrone Street by Astrabula, The Witch by The Scarecrow Show, Surfin' on Sunshine by Witty Tarbox, Goodbye Jackie by Witty Tarbox, Agree to Disagree by Over and Out, Dreams by Stress Dolls, Feel Better by The Eaves, Soon by Curtis Lavelle, Pigeons by Sheridan, and Love Lost Number 4 by Ian McEwan. And the winner is... I couldn't wait. I got really excited. It's the band Sheridan and their song Pigeons. I think we played it on either the last episode or the one previous. They're kind of a local jammy band. I got to see them for the first time at the hostel. Really nice guys, really good live band. I honestly don't know how long they've been around playing, but if it's just been recent, I hope to see them get a lot more cool shows lately because they do a lot of cool stuff. And then finally, I'm Kevin... banter for 30 seconds.
You know, if you don't think that the best song is Feel Better by the Eves, then we have different opinions.
I have...
That's just the way it is.
I voted for that one, too, so...
But congrats to Sheridan. I met the gentleman at
Peter.
At the Western New York Awards. He's a Buffalo Braves fan, and I had a Buffalo Braves hoodie on.
It was adorable.
And we became friends. So,
BFFs.
Good guy. But I do... The East Feel Better is a great song.
No,
if you haven't heard it.
I have, a Get Up in the Morning mix that is typically started by Feel Better with the Eves. That gets the blood pumping. So I agree with you on that sentiment. Though, yeah, also a good song. All right, and then finally we have the Greg Rinker Service Award. This award is given in honor of the former sound guy, booking person, and honestly so much more, Greg Rinker. I wasn't affected by him personally, but I know a lot of the people... who were, and I know how devastated everyone was when we lost him probably about a year and a half ago. So we created this award in his honor, and it goes to someone who we think has done an exemplary job in the Buffalo music scene, helping out with community and other stuff like that. The nominees are Gino McManus, Griffin Brady, Joe Kent, Josh Holtzman, Marty Boriton, Meredith Snow, Mike Tomasulo, me, Ryan Gurnett, and Sarah Elizabeth Shaw. And the winner is... It is Sarah Elizabeth Shaw. Sarah, I don't think they're being sarcastic this time. They're not. They're on their feet.
Genuine.
Sarah does amazing work with Music is Art and the Music Industry Alliance, and she's always... trying to make the scene better. And, that's all we can ask of any of ourselves. So,
thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah. You're doing a great job. So, that is, we still went, oh my God, we're so far over time. Congratulations to all the winners. Sorry we couldn't play, I would like to play one song by everyone, but ain't nobody got time for that. So, thanks for tuning in. We will be back February 15th-ish with, somebody, I guess. This not having a schedule thing has made the bumper at the end of the show kind of boring.
Maybe it'll be you.
Yes, who knows? So thanks for tuning in, folks. And just remember, be kind. The music scene's chaos. And keep on struggling. Thanks.
Bye.